This is Victory House.
Okay, we've been talking about faith and some dynamics of faith over the last few weeks. And I'll still go in that direction, but I'll end a particular direction I've been going for a bit, which is talking about talk, speaking, confessing the word of God. I'm going to bring it together tonight. And I'm going to call what I'm speaking about tonight containers and content. Look at your neighbor, say containers. And content. Ezekiel chapter 37. Ezekiel 37. I'll read from verse 1. I like Ezekiel 37 so much because this was his first scripture, at least to my recollection, that they made me to learn in the Sunday school when I was a little kid. They made me to read Ezekiel 37, 1 to 10. You know, I had to memorize it. I can still remember some of them, you know, from that memorizing. So every time I have this nostalgic feeling with Ezekiel 37, it's like, wow, my Sunday school teacher will be proud that this boy didn't leave Ezekiel 37. Okay, let's go. Ezekiel 37, we'll read from verse 1 to 10. Ezekiel 37, verse 1 to 10. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, full of bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw great many bones in the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. I don't know if some of us have come into a situation where it's hopeless, completely hopeless. You are not alone. One of the things that you can do for yourself is to find company in scripture that looks like you. Find people who have gone through things like you, because the devil wants to unicalize, but the devil wants to make your issue unique to you. But if you can find company, if you can find people that have been like you, and if you can see a reference that God helped them, you can hold on to that. You can hold on to that. Because if he did it for them, he can still do it again. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, and today, and forever. Verse 3, he asked me, son of man, can these bones live? I said, sovereign Lord, you alone know. I like this guy. He's sincere. You know, some church people say, oh, of course, Lord, it can live. But they don't believe what they are saying. They are just using words. They are moving their lips, but their lips is not sinking with their heart, because they in their heart know that, say, God, I mean, bones. What do you mean by live? You mean can skeleton live? Because a rational person will begin to think about bones. Bones, before you say a bone will live, bones need flesh. So this is not just get the bones up. If the bones get up, that's skeleton. Skeleton don't live here. If people see them, people will run away from them. Right? So you need skin, you need all kinds of things on them. Say, God, this is a long story, but look at the next things that happen. Then he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says to this bone. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. I declare tonight that everything that is dead in me, hear the word of the Lord. Let breath enter into you and come to life in the name of Jesus. Our brain can come to life. People that they've told that you can't learn this kind of thing. You can't learn this subject. I was flipping through Facebook today, and I didn't finish listening to it. But there was this person that speaks so much. He said they are diagnosed him of being mentally retarded. They've diagnosed him. And this same guy they diagnosed eventually is now speaking to people, and people are listening to him. Because life can enter into death situation. The breath of God can come into death situation and revive it. If you're listening to me, wherever you are listening to me, I speak to anything that is dead in your life. Let life enter into it now in the name of Jesus. Amen. He says, I will. Is that the next verse? Did I read 5 already? Okay. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath into you and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. Verse 7, I love this, and this is going to be very key to what we are talking about tonight. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling noise, and bones came together, bones to bones. If you are single here, let me tell you this. Many people want to position themselves for the guy. But do you know if you position yourself in the word, if you know the right words to say, bones can come to bones. Bones can find you. You can be in the bush and things can find you. Because sometimes some people say, make yourself, let them see you. Let them discover you. But they can come and find you. They can trace you. Bones can come to bones. Because the Bible said, as I prophesied, the bones had to, they knew their right bone. Bone knew the right bones to come to. I didn't have to rearrange them. Just words brought bones together. So what this RNG that people try to do, I'm not against people meeting people, but sometimes we need to stay with the word and speak the word. Bones will find themselves and things will connect. Can I get a big amen to that? He says, I looked and tendons and flesh appeared on them. Are you kidding me? Tendons and flesh appeared on them and skin covered them. But there was no breath in them. Verse 9. Then he said to me, prophesy to breath. Lakutaya. Prophesy, son of man, and say to me, this is what the sovereign Lord say. Come breath from the four winds and breathe on this slain that they may live. So I prophesied as I was commanded. Notice verse 7, I prophesied as I was commanded. Verse 10, I prophesied as I was commanded. And breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet. A vast army. I'm declaring concerning somebody. Things are coming together and they are aligning together. There is alignment for you at work, at home, everywhere in this season, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's read one more scripture and let's journey on this discussion together. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 7. It says, but we have this treasure in jars of clay, to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. Contents and containers. If you've been around for a little bit, you would discover that branding is becoming a big deal. People are branding, and sometimes they overdo it. You know, the other day I bought something. I don't even know where I bought it from. I guess I saw an advertisement on Facebook. This thing is going to help you sweat when you work out. You are going to turn amusement park into six packs, and you are going to have muscle. You look like Hulk Hogan or Hulk or Superman or something. I guess I read something like that, and I bought it. This thing didn't come to you forever. So when it came, I didn't even understand what it was again. But I bet when I bought it, I knew what it was because the mother packaged it well. So the branding was better than the product. So the branding, the containers that we have around us now, they have hopped it up. They have made it very good. They are really top notch. And so the container attracts people, but you see, it's the content that keeps customers. If you attract people with a good container, everything looks good. It's very attractive. This thing is very, very, you know, beautiful. They tell you all kinds of things that this thing can do. By the time you get that thing, when you taste the pudding, you decide whether you go back and order more, right? That's what happens. So containers, as good as they are, container as powerful as they are not the end in themselves. They are a means to an end. And ladies and gentlemen, you and I are containers. So I've been talking about speaking the word of God all this while. And I've been speaking from the fact that you should be the one to do the speaking because you are a container. But you, ladies and gentlemen, you are you contain something, and that thing that you contain is very, very, very important. If you don't understand the content part of all this discussion that we're having, you will have missed the point. So content is very important. Because when you hear things like speak the word, say two things, you will mistake it sometimes for motivational speaking. Sometimes you mistake it for just saying anything. Because just moving your mouth is not the idea of what I've been talking about all this week. No. It's not just moving your mouth. The content, what you say, is very, very important. Look at Ezekiel. Ezekiel was in the valley of the dry bones. Ezekiel saw bones. He saw that, the Bible said, he said they were very dry. To emphasize it, because it's possible the bones were fresh. Maybe the skin just came out of them yesterday, so they are fresh. And the process of bringing them back to life will not be too long. But the Bible said they were very, very dry. So it's possible it must have been years. This is bones that have been there for years. Some of them, every other part is all over the place. Some part is in this room. Another part is some blocks away. So it's impossible, humanly speaking, to put these things together. But the Bible now says, God told me to speak. And God has been telling us like that, to speak. To learn to use our voice. To learn to use our word. But you need to know what to speak. You are the container. But the content to speak, Ezekiel tells us, he said, he told me what to say. I didn't say what I felt like saying. Because that's usually the missing link. Many people say stuff, they say, but I said something. But you said what you felt like saying. You didn't say what he told you to say. It is not what you feel like saying that causes. Because remember, in this Ezekiel 37, when we read it, Ezekiel was having conversation with God. They were having discussion. Because God asked him, and I bet some of those discussions might have even been verbal, and he might have been speaking out as if he was talking to himself. God said, can these bones live? And he's saying, I don't know, Lord. So the voice was playing to the bones, but nothing was happening to the bones. Because it is not just words, it is not just any word that triggers the miracle, it is his words. It is what he commands me to say. So that's why Ezekiel said in verse 7, so I prophesy as I was commanded. I did not prophesy as I thought of. I did not prophesy as I looked at the situation. I did not prophesy as I felt like. I prophesied as I was commanded. So it is the what he commands that we are supposed to say. We're not just to say anything. We're not just to wake up and just be talking and babbling and all over the place. No. God, many people don't understand. God does not answer every prayer. Things are not triggered by every word. It is the word of God. It is what he says. Because what he says itself is spirit and life in itself. So what you can say words and it won't have any action. But remember, he said in verse 7, he said, so I prophesied as I was commanded. He said, because I did what I was commanded, or because I said what was said to me, I heard a noise. Things began to happen. I'm declaring tonight, as we begin to practice saying what we are commanded to say, noises will begin to happen. Things will begin to happen. Things will begin to come together in the name of Jesus. So the question now is, what am I to say? What am I to say? I am the container. What is the content? What am I to be presenting? Because the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 7, we have this treasure in this container. But the treasure in this container is linked to God. God is the God is the treasure owner. God is the source. And the more you link yourself to him, the more you'll be able to flow. The treasure will be able to flow out of you. So what are you supposed to be saying, ladies and gentlemen? I have a category of things that we can say and that can cause noise in our lives, that can change things in our life. Number one, we're to say things, what God has done for us through Christ in his plan of salvation. That's a content. I, as a container, one of the content that my world needs is me looking into scriptures and looking at what God has done for us through Christ in his plan of salvation. What God has done for us. For example, if I see a scripture like this, let's open to Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3. Oh, I feel like singing that song again. It feels like I should just sing it, and I don't know how I would have just put it into the discussion. But we'll see. Galatians 3, are you going there? Let's do 13. Galatians 3:13. The Bible says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hung on the pole. Keep going. He redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit. So if you were to be like Ezekiel here, and to be prophesying to dry bones and very dry bones in your life, one of the content that you can take and you can speak that can cause noise is something like this. Because this is what God has done for you in Christ. The Bible says he has redeemed you from the curse of the law. So anything that you can recognize as the curse of the law, you can go before that thing and say, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of this thing. He has redeemed me from the curse of this law. Being made a curse, and you can almost read it verbatim as it was written there. Being made a curse for me, for cursed is everyone that hangs upon a tree, so that the blessing of Abraham will come upon him, Emmanuel, and so that I might receive the promise of the Spirit by faith. That is what you say. Those are the things that cause noise. That's how you cause noise. Sometimes some people have, when they go before God, when they are on their own, when issues happen, when they see dry bones like Ezekiel, the content they release is something like this. Oh, what a dry valley. Oh, what a valley of dry bones. Then they start the description. And then after a few descriptions, they add some emotions to it. Some people will cry. Some people will be angry. Some people will blame people. Some people will do all kinds of things. But that's not the example that we see here from Ezekiel. The example is this. I was waiting for me to be commanded. And for you and I, we have already been commanded. Because, you see, Ezekiel said, thus saith the Lord. For you and I, the Bible is, thus saith the Lord. I mean, God still speaks in our present time. He will still speak. But primarily, he has spoken from the word of God. So if I can find what he said in the word of God, I put it, personalize it, and release it at my content, I'll be releasing something that will cause noise. I'll be releasing something that will change the atmosphere. So if you were putting it down tonight, the first thing that you and I need to say, the content that we need to release into our world as containers for God, is the content of what God has done through Christ in his plan of salvation. So when you are reading through scriptures, when you are reading through scripture, if you see things like in Christ, by Christ, in relation to the people of God, you can put your name there, and then you can release that. That's a good content to release. That's a good thing to say to God. That's a good thing to say that will cause noise. And I believe there are people that will be newsmakers in this month, in the name of Jesus. Another thing we can say, or another content we can release, is what God has done in his word and the Holy Spirit in the new birth, in the infilling of the Holy Spirit. What God has done through the word and the work of the Holy Spirit in the new birth. What we got from the new birth. There's a popular scripture that many of us probably know. You know, it's probably the first scripture you heard when you gave your life to Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. Do people know that scripture? Okay, can we say it offhand? Huh?
Therefore, creature, all things are passed away. All things are become new.
This scripture is what God, through his word and the relationship of the Holy Spirit, or our accepting to become part of the new birth, has done for us. Many people, when they see scripture like this, they think it's just a scripture that admits them into the family of God. No, no, no. It's not just to admit you into the family of God. Even in the family of God, this scripture is still very true. Every time you read this scripture, it's as true as the first time you have read it. So, for example, this evening, as I'm reading the scripture, if Emmanuel is in Christ, he's a new creature. As of which day? Yesterday? No, as of today. I'm still a new creature today. That means that I can declare a content saying all things are passed away. So this, I can use this to break habits. For example, if I'm easily giving to anger, I can declare that since I am now in Christ Jesus, I declare that all things are gone. Anger, you are an old thing. New things have come. I can stand on this word. It's a content from God. It's not, I didn't make it up. I'm not just saying, I will stop this. Because some people think that stopping habit is a self-will thing. I want to determine, so they write New Year resolution at the beginning of the year. I determine I won't smoke again. I won't. Paul was saying in Romans chapter 7, he said, look, the things that I don't want to do, they are the things that I do easily. He said, oh, wretched man that I am. He said, who will deliver me from this wretched body? But thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. The power of God can deliver you. And how does that power find expression? By releasing the right content. The words that I was commanded is what I prophesy. And so one of the words I can prophesy or can say is this. Therefore, as I am in Christ Jesus, I am a new creature. Lying has passed away. Can I get amen to that?
Amen.
Ah, Jesus is Lord. There are some people, they can even lie to themselves. They have lied to themselves. They've convinced themselves that they are not what they know. I mean, it's amazing. But it can change. We can speak this word to yourself. So you can release this kind of content. You know, there are some people, they can't keep promises. There are some people, they are just always perpetually late. Always late. It doesn't matter if you put that event at the latest time you can ever put it, they will come later than that time. They will just make a way to come late. It's in them. But if a man is in Christ Jesus, that thing is old thing. It can pass away. It can go away. Oh, anger can go away. Can I get amen to that? And ladies and gentlemen, if you are in Christ Jesus, there should be a before and an after. We need more children of God that we will know their before and their after. Can I get amen to that? Because now it seems that there are more people we know the before. We are still waiting for the after. I'm saying, how far now, bros? We know you have given your life to Christ. Where is the after? Because this is before. This is still the old you. We are waiting for that new you. Please, can you let it out? Because some people just feel that once I just say that, Jesus, I give my life to you. I surrender myself to you. I can continue the way as life has been before. No. The word of God says there, if a man is in Christ Jesus, that is now new. All things has gone. The new has come. So if you are releasing content, another category of content you can release are contents like this. What God has done for you as a new creature. See it again and again. Because one of the things the devil likes to do is to remind you of who you were before. But you can just, even if you have not even changed, you can say this and stand on this word. And say, the Bible did not say maybe. He said, if a man is in Christ Jesus and I am in Christ Jesus. He said, all things have passed away. If he said all things have passed away, then they have passed away. Even if it seems I'm seeing some of these old things, then they are on their way out. Can I get amen to that? So we released contents like this. Because the more you release content like this, you create noise. You create noise. You create noise that make the necessary bones to come together. And I see those bones coming together for you in this season in the name of Jesus. Another level of content we can release is who we are to God the Father in Christ Jesus.
who we are to God the Father in Christ Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the greatest things that happened to you because of the cross is that your status changed. God changed our status. We were people that could not approach God. We were people that could not reach God. Remember in the Old Testament, people couldn't come to church like this. Church was segregated. Church was partitioned. There were several levels, and the majority of the church was at the outer level. Because if they make mistake and come into that Holy of Holies, they are gone, they are dead. Even the priest that goes there, he ties a bell to his waist so that when he's moving there, they'll be hearing the bell doing brum, brum, brum. Maybe that's where some of these white government people got bells. I don't know. So the guy, when he's doing all the elements in the Holies of Holies, it will be doing brum, 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 brum. And when they don't hear the sound again, they know that the guy has missed it. And he has spied. Eh? What did you say? Excuse me. Oh, God help me. Oh, you can take a boy away from Lagos sometimes. You may not be able to take. So the guy is not there again. So you have to use the same rope that you tied on his way to pull him out. But when Jesus came, Jesus broke that partition. Jesus said, no more. You can come boldly. You can come to God as if you are Jesus yourself. And God will listen to you. Man, that's a big deal. That's big deal. The devil, that thing is crazy. It's making the devil crazy. Because that's what Adam lost. That's what Adam lost in the Garden of Eden, because the Bible says God will come down in the cool of the day and fellowship with men. So when Jesus came, Jesus restored Eden. So what you can do for yourself is to tell the devil, is to tell yourself, is to tell your situation who you are now in God. I am God's beloved. I am the apple of God's eye. I am the one that he died for. Who you are in Christ. You can declare that. I have been made righteous. I have been made one with God. If you find any scriptures that says who you are in Christ, say it more and more. Declare it more and more to yourself. Say it to yourself. In fact, many of those kind of scriptures, you can see them in the epistles. If you read from Romans, Ephesians, Corinthians, when he says something like, we are the temple of God, you can tell yourself that. You can wake up in the morning and tell yourself, I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. God lives in this body. This body can't be broken. This body can't be tired. This body can't be sick. You are declaring what the word of God has done for you. You are releasing the right content. And it will cause noise. I declare that as you release this content, noise will be made in the name of Jesus. Another thing you can do, we need to run now, is to say what Jesus is presently doing at the right hand of the Father. And what is he doing? He's praying for you. He's interceding for you. That's what you can say. That's what you can do. Because there are sometimes the devil comes as the accuser which he is to accuse you and to say things like, things are not working for you. You are not the right person to get that job. It reminds you of so many things. One of the things that you can remind him is that Jesus is my lawyer. Jesus is my attorney. If you have a case, a legal case, you can stand on that Jesus is my attorney. Whoever in the natural is standing for me is just representing Jesus. Jesus is my attorney. Jesus is speaking to God about my case. Jesus is talking to God about my case. And so I know I cannot fail because God is the judge of all judges. Can I get an amen to that? So that's one of the things you can say. You can say what Jesus is doing. You can remind the devil what Jesus is doing at the right hand of God. And finally this evening, one of the contents you can release is you can release what God can accomplish through us. Or what his word will accomplish through us. That's how Paul talks. You could see some of those kind of things in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. He looks at stuff and he says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. That's a good content. That's different from, I believe I can do it. Just like that. Without adding that clause that through Christ, which strengthens me. So I'm not just saying I can do it. I can do it because there is something backing me up. Because there are other people that also practice some of these things that we have been talking about in the past few weeks. But they don't come from God. They are not taking their authority from the word of God. We are not talking about the same thing. It's different. They may be practicing something else, motivation something, whatever they call it. It's probably not what we're talking about here tonight. What we're talking about here tonight is that you stand on the content of what you have been commanded from Scripture and you release it. You release that content. And there are various categories. I just gave you 5 of them tonight. The last one I gave you was that you say the things that the Word of God says you can do through Christ. It's like, I can do all things through Christ that sent me. I have an anointing from the Holy One, and I know all things. It's a word of God. First John chapter 2 and 20. So you can go to exam and declare that. And declare that. I've told you before, there are times I've been in situations, I've been in exam situations, that really the human mind was not helping me as much. And I speak words like this. And I declare words like this. I release content like this. I'm not saying you should not read. Because some people, you know, they hear what you are not saying. They say something like, well, Pastor say, we just go and declare the word of God, release it, and say, I can do all things through Christ that said to me. You can also get F, and Christ will strengthen you. Amen? You've not read that in your Bible. Comfort ye, my people. It will be your comforter. I'll comfort you when you are weeping. So I'm not saying don't study. I'm not saying don't do what you should do in the natural. But I am saying more than the natural, more than the things you do in the natural. You can enforce the content of the word of God, and then you can create a noise in the name of Jesus. Are people ready to create noise in me so that they will be newsmakers? Because people that make noise in the spirit make news in the natural. In the name of Jesus, I declare over you, you will make news this month. And it will be good news you will make in the name of Jesus.